Mexico is now the most dangerous country in Latin America for a journalist, according to watchdog groups. Over the past 2 weeks, in Mexico's increasingly lawless northern border area, two journalists have been killed and a third is missing. The reporters all had one thing in common. Their beat was organized crime or the drug cartels. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports.
Reporters, editors, and broadcasters in northern Mexico are frightened. Arturo Solis is a journalist and human rights activist in the border town of Reynosa. He says, "We are many here who've been threatened for writing things. There's a climate of hostility and lack of respect towards freedom of the press. The worst of it is that many of us prefer to keep quiet rather than speak publicly about what's going on," he says. Sola says a targeted journalist always gets a warning first. He says, someone will come and tell you casually, "I heard that you were talking about so-and-so. He's a friend of the boss. Please respect him." That's one way it's done, he says. If they don't heed the warning, they risk death. Since 2000, 15 journalists have been killed in Mexico. This month, though, has been one of the worst ever. On April 2nd, reporter Alfredo Jimenez Mota, who worked for El Imparcial in Hermosillo, Mexico, was abducted on his way to meet a contact. His whereabouts are unknown. He covered the drug cartels that are proliferating in that part of the country. On April 5th, Dolores Guadalupe Garcia Escamilla was hit multiple times with a hail of bullets from unknown assailants. After lingering for 11 days in intensive care, she died. She worked as a radio reporter for Stereo 91 in Nuevo Laredo. Before being killed, she filed a report on a drug gang paying off a high-level police official in the city. On April 13th, the director of the newspaper La Opinión of Poza Rica, Raúl Rib Guerrero, was shot and killed. He'd been working on a series of stories on how organized crime gangs were stealing gas from the state provider Pemex's pipelines. The killings and kidnappings are having an effect. Jorge Morales is deputy editor of El Imparcial, where the missing Alfredo Jiménez Mota works.
Desde que ocurrió, ni un solo periódico en México ha publicado un artículo referente al narcotráfico.
He says, since the attack started this month, not a single paper in Mexico has published anything regarding the drug trade. This gives a good indication that because of the level of impunity in which these cartels are operating, they're winning the battle. We journalists are more afraid now to write about that subject, he says. Morales says that the reason there's been an upsurge in attacks by drug gangs is ironically because of the success of campaigns against the big capos, started by President Vicente Fox, who came to power here in 2000.
Los pequeños grupos que antes eran pequeños se han ido fortaleciendo.
He says the small gangs have now been getting stronger. They're tough, they have access to technology, and are operating freely so that they feel that they are the kings of the region, almost like feudal lords who can decree what gets published or not. Francisco Reza is an assignment editor for El Imparcial. He says his reporters are trying to protect themselves as best they can. He says, we are taking more precautions now. The minute we head out onto the street, we have to make doubly sure who it is we're meeting. We change cars and routes. We rely on tips from those police we trust. But he says the police they can trust are few and far between. So far, only one out of the 15 killings in the past 5 years of journalists has been solved. Reza says that is because criminals are protected by local authorities. He says, we can't risk the authorities to protect us when we doubt those very authorities. They don't give us the information we need, or they actively hide it. And it is precisely because the authorities are in some way or other bribed by these drug gangs. Journalist watchdog groups are calling on the Mexican federal government to take a greater role in investigating and punishing those responsible for attacks. This week, a senator from President Vicente Fox's party moved to make attacks against reporters a federal crime, and federal police have been assigned to investigate some of the cases. But for now, reporters on the border say they don't expect the violence aimed at them to stop. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Mexico City.